Hello, this is Hungary Reports, Public Media M1's English language news show from Budapest with news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. I'm Árpád Szőci. Thanks for joining us. And the war of words between Hungary and the EU continues. On Wednesday, Hungary rejected the criticism of the Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights regarding Hungary's handling of refugee claimants. In a written report, the commissioner claimed that Hungary's current asylum law and practices do not comply with international or European human rights standards and offer very little chance of getting anyone access to international protection. Hungarian Foreign Minister Péter Szijjártó countered that, telling this network that Hungary guarantees asylum to anyone who qualifies for it. And according to government parties, Brussels wants Hungary to take in migrants again, and the Council of Europe wants to call Hungary to account for the EU's failed European immigration policy. Member of Parliament István Holik said that Fidesz and the Christian Democratic Party calls on the government not to succumb to pressure from Brussels. He added that the EU is trying to take revenge and put pressure on Hungary for rejecting the mandatory quota for resettlement of migrants and for having successfully and decisively ordered a halt to this form of immigration.
Right from the beginning, the Hungarian government has followed a policy of common sense in immigration matters and has several times warned the leaders of the EU that border protection is of the utmost importance, that immigrants have no respect for our laws and culture, and that they have no respect for European women. Furthermore, terrorists can hide among them.
The thaw in the weather and unusually high rainfall has resulted in some flooding in Hungary. Most of it is in the central part of the Great Hungarian Plain that stretches across to Romania. Békés County is especially hard hit, and it doesn't help matters when melting water from the mountains in neighboring Transylvania also starts swelling rivers.
This street is already flooded. Rain and the rapid melting of snow and ice because of mild weather has overwhelmed the settlement's ditches. Flooding, especially from the Zagyva River, has been an ongoing problem here. Several hundred cellars have been flooded, forcing residents to use pumping equipment. This is a field near Szolnok. András Rigó has 300 hectares here to farm, but now about 20 hectares are underwater. Of course, we try to intervene. We've tried to release water at quite a few locations and redirect it on a continual basis, he said. The water pumps have been going non-stop at the headquarters of the flood water authorities for the Kőrös River area. Nowhere else in Hungary are people on guard more for possible flooding than here. The machines are pumping water from the flooded land back into the river. Water level in neighboring Romania have risen a lot more than usual, said this flood official, adding that because of thawing, snow from the mountains has been melting and coming down as well. That's why more and more rivers are breaking their banks. This first flood has now been followed by a second. The latter may well become a stage 2 flood. In fact, stage 3 level floods could also happen at several rivers as well, said the spokesperson. Meanwhile, both the Tisa and Duna river levels have risen considerably. Just last week, water levels looked normal in the Hungarian capital. Now things look anything but.
Back on October 4th of 2010, three Hungarian communities in Veszprém County were rocked by an industrial sludge spill from a caustic water reservoir that killed 10 people and caused a fortune in damage. The court case against the company that owned the reservoir has been dragging on for almost 3.5 years now and almost 250 court dates. The case is supposed to wind up at the end of this month when the judge will be announcing his verdict. Hungarian state securities have reached record sales. December saw Hungarian families buy the highest amount ever in a single month.
The board has invested their savings in government securities. In addition to the guaranteed yield, safety was the convincing factor. When the investments mature, we will get them and then have to run around for them. It's probably a safer place than keeping it under the pillow, she said. Figures show that more and more people entrust their money to the state. The state securities portfolio has increased eightfold in the past 6 years. Last year, three times as many government securities were sold than analysts expected. Currently, citizens own bonds and treasury bills worth a record amount of 3.5 trillion forints. A financial consultant said on M1 that besides favorable conditions, The other reason for the increase is that people trust the state. Bonds and treasury bills generally offer higher yields than an average bank deposit. The conditions are better because there are no costs for opening a bank account, as the state treasury preserves these investments free of charge. And there's also a government guarantee behind it, which applies to the interest and the capital as well, he said. It is beneficial not only for citizens, but it is also favorable for the state if it can finance itself from internal loans instead of external market ones. It is also important because the country is not serving only one large buyer at any given time, but is in contact with many investors. It's much more satisfying than if there were just one or two people or institutions in a position to be able to significantly influence the market of the government securities, he said. Analysts expect that government securities will remain popular.
Hungary's consulate general in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam has reopened after being closed down in 2006. Hungarian Foreign Minister Péter Szijjártó said that the government has corrected a 10-year-old mistake. He said that the city is Vietnam's economic, trade and technology hub, and that is why it can be important for a Hungarian consulate general to function there.
We are in a fortunate position in the sense that the strength of the Hungarian economy coincides with the priorities of the development plans of Ho Chi Minh City. So more and more new economic cooperation conditions will be opened in Ho Chi Minh City and in the region for Hungarian companies dealing with food industry, information technology, or environment and water management.
Now, not all the numbers are in yet, but 2015 could well set a new record in Hungary's tourism industry. The figures for November have just been released, and they will be followed by December's, which are usually quite strong. Experts think that the 10 million mark in the number of tourists may well be reached.
Despite the cold, many people took advantage of the steaming mineral water in Igal in Somogy County. Most of the visitors come here for the spa treatment. I go for massage. My shoulder is bothering me a little. This was suggested. I feel good, she said. Hotels owners certainly notice the influx spa trade in this town of just over 1,000 inhabitants. Depending on the season, this hotel is almost always fully booked. Mainly Hungarians come. The occupancy rate is around 80%. Our hotel has room for 44 people. And we have an average of 35 people here every day, he said. This here is the ski run in Eplin. Despite it being a weekday, many decided to have a run down the ski slope. Accommodations at the ski run are a big draw at this time. According to the latest statistics, the number of nights spent by domestic tourists in November grew by more than 6.5% compared to the same period last year. The number of Hungarian guests also increased by almost 10% compared to the figure of the previous year. However, foreign visitors spent a little less time in Hungary in November. According to analysts, the slight decline is partly due to the Russian market downturn and the shock and uncertainty caused by the terrorist attacks in Paris. However, income from hotels have noticeably increased. Domestic guests spent 17% more on relaxing and hotels or boarding houses in November last year. Tourism contributes 9% to Hungary's GDP, and hundreds of thousands of people work in the sector.
Decreasing oil prices on the world market can also be seen clearly at the gas stations in Hungary. Diesel and gas prices have fallen by 3 Hungarian forints today, and fuel will be cheaper again on Friday. So the average price of 95-octane gasoline goes for below 320 Hungarian forints. That is roughly 1 euro. The average price of diesel is reduced to close to 300 Hungarian forints, which is roughly 95 cents. Fuel price has now decreased by one-third in Hungary compared to its peak when it was 450 Hungarian forints. Hungary's Football Association has just arranged its first exhibition match of the year with Croatia to be played on March 26th at Ferencvaros' home ground. Hungary has been in football fever since November when it qualified for the European Soccer Championship that will take place in June. Much of the credit for qualifying goes to the team's German coach Bernd Storck. In an interview on our partner All Sports Network, he stressed how important Hungary's opening match in the competition will be against Austria on June 14th, with Iceland and Portugal to follow.
Számomra a legfontosabb most a következő barátságos mérkőzés. Azt még meglátjuk, ki lesz az ellenfél. A legfontosabb, hogy felkészüljünk az Ausztria elleni EB meccsre. Az osztrákok elleni meccs a legfontosabb, azután az Izland elleni, és utána csak a portugálok elleni. Portugáliára igazából most nem gondolok. A két legfontosabb mérkőzés számomra az Ausztria és az Izland elleni meccs. Ellenük kell majd pontokat szereznünk.
Sorry about that. We had a technical problem. That was in German. I hope you knew some German there. We'll try and fix that for later shows. That's all for now from Hungary Reports. I'll be back same time, same station tomorrow night. And I hope you stay tuned now to our other foreign language broadcasts coming up in German, Russian, and Chinese. Thanks for watching and viszontlátásra.